Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Jürgen, watching Van Dijk, he seems to be, maybe you disagree, but he seems to be more vocal on the pitch than he maybe was a few years ago. And I just wondered if that was something that you as a club and you as a manager would encourage him, or is it him thinking, oh, I'm a bit older now, I'm under pressure to be a leader like maybe...
Birch is a leader. He's not under pressure to be a leader. He's a leader, was always a leader. And maybe the focus is now a little bit more on him. And it's more, I don't think he's more vocal than before, to be honest. I think he was always vocal. In a super game, I think you don't realize really how much people are talking because it's constant going and blah, 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 these kind of things. But yeah, we have to play better as well. But he knows that. He knows that as well. And everything we can do to do that is very welcome. Yes, and organizing a line is a massive thing. But it's not that he started now becoming a leader or whatever. No, it's always the case.
Natural, not.
From the first day.
Yeah. You mentioned that everyone's not really slow, they have in the past.
So I said something you didn't know.
Well, I'm trying to build a better question than other people. But what you said, is there anyone that you see has to be part of that foundation going forward?
Yeah, a lot of.
From the recent performances and in training.
What do you mean now?
So you're saying that
sorry.
You're looking at everyone in training, everyone's got a chance to play, but is there anyone that you're seeing that has to be part of that foundation for the team to progress in the coming weeks? Is anyone guaranteed to play at the moment? Is anyone above the level of the other?
Yes, but I don't want to open that box now. So look, you don't make my life easier. It's not your job to make my life easier, but it makes it really difficult to talk week after week after week after week to explain these kind of things. What never will happen. And now you might be surprised. You asked me about Trent Alexander-Arnold. I said he didn't perform well. Now you make something of it. Oh, Trent didn't perform well. He could have asked me about pretty much everybody. So Trent had super games. He's a super player, but couldn't. Doesn't have the consistency this year. So we will now not go in and tell you who will play every week and stuff like this. So because on other side there might be injuries and stuff and these kind of things. So again, I respect a lot that you have to ask questions. I have no problem with that. But
I'm not asking for individual names, but in your mind you have people.
Didn't think about it. Probably, maybe. It always was based on performing. You in games, if you perform well or extremely well, you have a very good chance to stay in the team. That's how it is. But it always was. Then you have to force yourself to make a decision. Come on, he needs a rest now for whatever. Played last week, played 2 weeks ago, played 4 days ago, and all these kind of things will make a change. But because we are in no cup competitions anymore, I think we have one more week with 3 games, but I don't know 100%. We have a week like after the Arsenal game, we play Sunday, then Monday. So it's 8 days, a lot of training possible. And of course, we have to. But if we perform on Sunday on our best level, then that has a massive influence as well. Completely normal stuff.
Russell and Laughing Sam.
I don't know if you can Yeah, but Gasky would deal with Jota. He likes a goal against Arsenal. I think he's got seven in seven games against them. He's had a frustrating season. He hasn't scored for a while. But is this an opportunity for him perhaps to
I thought, for example, Jogo did really well since his back because he was really long injured, and for that, the level of the performance he produced, I really like. It was good against Chelsea. It was close to the right side really well. He's offensively a threat. Again, he's not. He has not the foundation physically to go. Yet, because of the long injury, but Jogo is a really good player. We missed him a lot during the season, of course. We missed Lucho as well a lot for big parts of the season, so these kind of things. But said from next week on, Lucho will be back hopefully as well, completely normal. And Jogo is back, which is absolutely helpful. So, yeah. Might be for him. This year is not a year he will remember as the best of his life because he was injured for the majority of it. But for us, it's now the last few games we have. It's super important.
You've been impressed by the way that he's handled all the
games that he's had. Super mature boy. Super. Really dealing well with difficulties and setbacks and like this. It was really impressive for the age he's in.
You spoke about the players getting their confidence back, but how do you re-energise and what gives you the confidence that this is just going to be another start rather than the end?
I have no problem with re-energising, so this is part of the job. And how you all know, I was in my life for a long, long time on working for a football club. We were used to losing the majority of the games just because we didn't have a chance. We had to win 10, 12 games a season to stay in the league, for example, at Mainz. So if I would have doubted myself constantly after losing a football game, it would have been really difficult for me just from the start, so really tricky. But that's not a problem. But it's not that I never thought I'm the best manager in the world. It's not that I now think I'm the worst. So it's just a situation where I have to get through. So I understand football and I understand a lot of things. I know a lot about human beings, learned a lot about human beings, and know that sometimes things need time in a world where we don't have time. And that's it. And it's not that I'm super patient and say, okay, no problem, we will sort that next week. It's not my nature, to be 100% honest, but but really, my energy is not a problem.
But do these moments make you a better manager, you think?
In the long term, definitely, but for now, definitely. So you need to improve, to get the best out of yourself. You need to know about pretty much everything, and of course, it will help us. As a with all the whole coaching stuff, definitely. But for the moment, the effect didn't kick in. It's not possible. So that's we have to do what is right, and help the boys to become the best version of themselves again. So they were there for a long time, and now they have to be it again. And that's what it's a job to do.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.